Matthew chapter 7, we are going to continue our study through Matthew, and we're going to begin this last chapter of what is referred to as our Lord's Sermon on the Mount. Matthew 5, 6, and 7 is the Sermon on the Mount, and if the Lord is willing, we're going to be here all day today. We'll be in Matthew chapter 7 all day today. So let's read what will be our Bible study, which is verses 1 to 5. Matthew 7, verse 1 says, "Judge not, that you be not judged. For with what judgment you judge, you shall be judged. And with what measure you meet, it shall be measured to you again. And why beholdest thou the mote that is in thy brother's eye, but considerest not the beam that is in thine own eye? Or how wilt thou say to thy brother, let me pull out the mote out of thine eye, and behold, a beam is in thine own eye? Thou hypocrite, first cast out the beam out of thine own eye, and then shalt thou see clearly to cast out the mote out of thy brother's eye." Now, a mote, that word means twig, straw, splinter. And a beam means beam. It means a timber. And we know this portion of Scripture well. We know this very well. But let me point us to Christ in it first. Before we get into what our Lord is saying to us here, let me point us to Christ, and then we'll see what He is saying to us because of that. Verse 1 says, "Judge not, that you be not judged." The one who is saying this is our Lord, Christ Himself, saying this. He is saying this on the authority of being both the judge and the judged. All right? He is saying this on that authority. Christ, who is God. There is one God. You know, we think of the Father, the Son, and the Spirit. There is one God. And Christ, who is God, judged us on the cross of Calvary. That was our judgment in Him. You know, everybody hears we're going to stand before the judgment. Well, for all of God's people, there it was. That was the judgment. And we didn't make it. We didn't hold up. We died. That was our judgment. We were judged in Him. All right, so Christ was the judge who judged us, and Christ was judged for us there on the cross of Calvary. He judged our sin, and He was judged in our sin. With the judgment He judged, He was judged with it. Verse 2 says, "For with what judgment you judge, you shall be judged." With the judgment He judged with, the very judgment. The judgment of God came down. Think about that. The judgment of God came down. There's only one God. And with the judgment that He judged with, He Himself was judged with His own judgment. He made Himself to be judged. That's an amazing thing. You know, Galatians 4 says, "When the fullness of the time was come, God sent forth His Son, Himself. And He made Himself to be made of a woman." God sent forth His Son, made of a woman. And think about this. The one who made woman made Himself to be made of a woman. And Galatians goes on to say, "Made under the law." The one who made the law made Himself to be under the law, that we might receive the adoption of sons. And verse 2 goes on to say, "With what measure you meet, it shall be measured to you again. The measure that God met his people with for their sin, the measure of wrath, the measure of judgment, the measure of punishment, that very measure was given to Christ. Given to the Lord Jesus Christ. The sin was given to Christ, and the measure for that sin was given to Christ. And because of that, because he took our judgment for us and took our measure for us, because of that, this is now what he has to say to us concerning each other. Verse 1, he says, "Judge not that you be not judged. For with what judgment you judge, you shall be judged. And with what measure you meet, it shall be measured to you again." Who is he that condemneth? It is Christ that died. Honestly, you think about the fact that if the spotless, holy God himself can and has forgiven us our sin, then who am I to hold on to a sin that God Almighty has forgiven? Honestly, he said, "Who is he that condemneth?" It's Christ that died. And he's saying, if I've already brought judgment down on one of my own for that sin, don't bring another one down on him. Verse 3, he said, "And why beholdest thou the mote that is in thy brother's eye?" He's saying, why would you even feel the need to do that anyway? "Considerest not the beam that's in thine own eye? Or how wilt thou say to thy brother, let me pull out the mote out of thine eye, and behold, a beam is in thine own eye? Thou hypocrite." Who's he talking to right there? Gabe Stoniker. "First cast out the beam out of thine own eye, and then shalt thou see clearly to cast out the mote out of thy brother's eye." Now, I want us to see three things from these five verses. Number one, why our Lord said that. And number two, what that means. What that means. As everybody says, judge not. Number three, our reality in it, okay? Why our Lord said that, what that means, our reality in it. Number one, why did our Lord say that? Why did he tell us to not make judgments? The answer is, here it is, it's because he's the judge and we're not. Look with me, if you would, at John 5. John 5, verse 22. This is just an amazing verse. John 5, 22. It says, "For the Father judgeth no man, but hath committed all judgment unto the Son." All judgment. The Father has deferred all judgment to the Son. Who am I? Who am I? If the Father has deferred all of his judgment to the Son, who am I? Turn with me to Romans 14. Romans 14, verse 3 says, "Let not him that eateth despise him that eateth not, and let not him which eateth not judge him that eateth, for God hath received him. Who art thou that judgest another man's servant?" He's saying, we belong to God. We're God's property. And he said, "Who art thou that judgest another man's servant? To his own master he standeth or falleth." And down in verse 10, he said, "But why dost thou judge thy brother? Or why dost thou set at naught thy brother? For we shall all stand before the judgment seat of Christ. For it is written, as I live, saith the Lord, every knee shall bow to me, and every tongue shall confess to God. So then every one of us shall give account of himself to God. Let us not therefore judge one another any more, but judge this rather, that no man put a stumbling block or an occasion to fall in his brother's way." So why did our Lord say, "Judge not"? It's because he's the judge and we're not. He's the judge, we're not. Hebrews 10 verse 30 says, "We know him that hath said, vengeance belongeth unto me, I will recompense, saith the Lord. And again, the Lord shall judge his people." The Lord shall judge his people. He's the judge, not us. That's the first thing. All right. The second thing is this. What does that mean? What does that mean? Judge not. Well, now, judge not. Don't judge. What does that mean? Turn with me to 1 Corinthians chapter 6. First Corinthians 6, verse 1 says, "Dare any of you, having a matter against another, go to law before the unjust and not before the saints? Do you not know that the saints shall judge the world? And if the world shall be judged by you, are you unworthy to judge the smallest matters? Know ye not that we shall judge angels? How much more things that pertain to this life? If then you have judgments of things pertaining to this life, set them to judge who are least esteemed in the church. I speak to your shame. Is it so that there is not a wise man among you? No, not one that shall be able to judge between his brethren." Did he just say that we ought to judge, make judgments between our brethren? Yes, he did. Is this inspired of the Apostle Paul, or is it inspired of God? God. No prophecy of the scripture is of any private interpretation, and no scripture contradicts another scripture. The Lord and his apostle are saying the exact same thing. All right, here's our question. What are they saying? What are they saying? What does "judge not" and then "judge" mean? All right, what does this mean? Here's what it means. Every judgment that needs to be made has already been made. Inside the pages of God's holy book, inside the Bible, inside the scriptures, we have every judgment that God was pleased to give a judgment on. If he wanted to give twice as many judgments, he would have made this book twice as big. We have every judgment that he was pleased to give a judgment on. Stick with these alone. Stick with these alone. We must hold to his judgments, and we must not throw his judgments out the window. We must not. but we must only hold to his judgments, and we must not try to add any of our own to them. You know, our Lord said, if any man adds anything to this book, this is how a believer can judge and judge not. If a believer passes along God's judgment on something and not his own, then that believer is passing along God's judgment and not his own. I'm going to repeat that. If a believer is passing along God's judgment and not his own, then that believer is passing along God's judgment and not his own. Our Lord living for us as the perfect man. Our Lord was the perfect man. The perfect man. He gave us the example of this. Look with me, if you would, at Luke chapter 12. Luke 12, verse 13, it says, "And one of the company said unto him, Master, speak to my brother that he divide the inheritance with me." We got this inheritance, and he's not giving me my half. You know, I guess everything was left to him, and I'm owed it, and this and that. And he said, "Speak to my brother that he divide the inheritance with me." And this is how the Lord answered him. He said unto him, "Man, who made me a judge or a divider over you?" That was his answer. Now, from the scripture, we know that Christ is the judge and the divider. He is. But as the perfect man, what he's saying is, if a judgment on that needs to be made, it'll be in God's word. We have God's word on these things. If a judgment needs to be made, it will be in God's word. If God has not made a judgment on a particular matter in his word, a judgment does not need to be made. When our Lord said, "Judge not," what he was saying was, leave all judgment in God's hands and don't add any of your own judgments to them. And when the Apostle Paul said, "Go to your brethren when judgments need to be made," what he was saying was, they are the ones who will pass along God's judgments to you, and they won't add their own to them. I want to give you an example illustration of this, okay? I'm going to give you an example. God's word says much about a lot of things, and I'm going to pick one. I've picked fornication. We know what fornication is. A man and a woman coming together, being together. Especially taking it as far as living together before the covenant of marriage. If I was doing that, all right, I'll put myself in that position. If I was doing that and someone came to me and said, "You need to stop this," this is a smack in the face of God Almighty. This is right in the presence and in the face of God Almighty. This is bringing reproach on his covenant. That's what this is. It is literally spitting on his covenant. It's becoming very accepted. It's becoming watered down and accepted. It's leaking into everybody, everywhere. Oh, well, everybody's doing it. It is spitting on God's covenant. That's what it is. God gave the covenant of marriage as a representation of the covenant of unity and oneness that he made with his bride, for his bride. And for us to come together with no regard to that covenant is for us to spit on God's covenant. I don't need that. I don't need God's covenant. All right, for somebody to say that to me, to come up to me and say that to me, and for my response to be, "Well, now judge not." You shouldn't judge. You know, Colossians 2:16 says, "Let no man judge you." That's what it says. Let no man judge you. If that's my response, then that brother needs to say to me, I'm not. God is. That's what he needs to say to me. I didn't make that judgment. God did. It's not mine. It's his. If that brother loves me, he will tell me, you're going to bring heartache and you're going to bring chastisement on yourself and on the gospel by just blatantly disregarding God's judgment on this. God made a judgment. We must throw all of our judgments out the window, but we must not dare throw one of God's judgments out the window. Can you imagine God taking the time, if you want to say it that way, to write his judgments down and give them to us, and we just say, throw that out the window. God forbid. God forbid. We're not just going to turn a blind eye to what he has to say and ignorantly just continue in our blasphemy and sin against him. That's not what judge not means, not at all. But what it does mean is leave all the judgment in the hands of God. And don't make up your own judgments and try to add them to those. And that's what Gabe Stoniker does. Honestly, that's what my flesh does, you know. Well, this is what I think. Well, who am I? Our judgments don't carry any weight. They are usually wrong, and they do more harm than good. Really. And that's our reality of what our Lord is saying in our text, all right? That's the third thing I want us to see. Go back to Matthew 7. Bringing our own judgments only brings judgment to us. That's all that it brings. That's all that it brings. Every judgment of our own that we meet people with, all that will come from it is that very same judgment will be met to us. If we see the faults in people, the Lord will make it so that they see the faults in us. It's just so. And man, the faults that we have. Oh, the faults that I have. I say this before everybody. Number one, I want everybody to know that these things are not easy. It's so difficult to stand up here and say this to you. I really want all y'all to leave, and I'll just speak and then go sit in the pew and speak and then go sit in the pew. I'm talking to myself. Really, I'm talking to myself. But I need to hear this. I need to know this. I need to understand this. So many faults. And, you know, there's so many faults. We don't need to go looking for judgments in other people. I got so many right here. I have so many right here. If I want to make judgments on things, I got so many just right inside here. Verse 3, go back with me, if you would, to Matthew 7. Verse 3 says, "Why beholdest thou the mote that is in thy brother's eye, but considerest not the beam that is in thine own eye? Or how wilt thou say to thy brother, let me pull out the mote out of thine eye, and behold, a beam is in thine own eye?" Again, I'm speaking to myself, and I mean this right now. I'm speaking to myself. This is a check for me, for Gabe Stoniker only. When Gabe Stoniker thinks I have the mote and you have the beam, I have the beam and you have the mote. And if I sincerely desire to have a mote rather than a beam, I need to consider the fact that I'm the one with the beam. Right? That's what I need to do. Verse 5, "Thou hypocrite, first cast out the beam out of thine own eye, and then shalt thou see clearly to cast out the mote out of thy brother's eye." Romans chapter 1, Paul told the Gentiles, everything about you is wrong, sinful and wrong. Romans chapter 2, Paul told the Jews, why are you judging the Gentiles? You do the exact same thing they do. And it's worse for you because you have the law. There's no excuse for you. But that's how it is for all of us. That's how it is for me, and that's how it is for all of us. It's just so true. Whatever we judge somebody else for, I am doing the exact same thing. I'm doing the exact same thing. So as the Lord's people, believers of Him, believers of His Word, He gives us faith to believe this. Through His Word, He'll come and say, "Thou art the man." And He'll give us faith to believe Him. "I believe you." Through His Word, as He's instructed us to do in His Word, let's ask Him to give us the ability to do this. But let's, according to His instruction, esteem each other better and higher than we esteem ourselves. That is the thing to do. Let's take the attitude, truly believing in our hearts, "I have the beam, my brother has the splinter." If a judgment needs to be made on my beam or his splinter, let's search the Scriptures for it together. And if a judgment's in here, the judgment will stand. If not, then let's leave it in the Lord's hands and wait on Him. "The judge of the earth shall do right." That's what the Scripture says, and it's so. He will. "The judge of the earth shall do right." If the Lord will bring us to that place and let us stay right there, there's peace in that. There's peace there. "The judge of the earth shall do right." So may the Lord teach me that. May He teach all of us that. All right, you're dismissed.